We are bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, yo, he's playing Soulja Boy right now. Did you know Soulja Boy got a video game or something? Like a video game?
Yeah, he invested in something.
Shout out to him.
Right.
Shout out to him.
Give it a
try. I just thought about it. I don't know why we haven't talked about it before. All right, so today's tea. Janet Jackson, she's going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2019.
Okay.
She deserves. Give her her thing.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that rock and roll. Even if you don't do rock and roll, you still could get inducted. Mm. They said it's for having contributed over 25 years of musical excellence. So shout out to her.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her share the same birthday, BTW. Just saying. Just putting that out there in the universe, okay? So Nick Cannon, he was on Wendy Williams, and he was saying he's going to be everywhere for the holidays. So she said, oh, you're going to be stopping at Mariah's and at the Oops Babies house.
The Oops Babies.
Oops Babies, as in he made a mistake, baby.
Oh,
his most recent one. How can you say that about a child?
Right.
Like, what do you mean? So Nick has openly been about, like, I'm here to be fruitful and multiply. He got the bread. He got access to these women.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to make the babies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He takes care of all of them the same.
Right.
So, he took it like a champ, though. He went on Instagram and said, I got another genius. No oops over here. Wendy, he's reading at the age of one. So he's just a champ at this. He's probably been taking it for so long. He's so used to just dealing with adversity where people have to say negative about him, you know?
Right.
So let's get into Benzino. We don't even talk about this guy because I don't know why we'll talk about him. Benzino. Is that his song? Rock the Party.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
him. Okay. So anyway, he was charged with felony drug possession. And if convicted, he could face up to 15 years, exactly, on cue every time. Up to 15 years, he was arrested in January 2017 and charged with felony possession of weed gummies, possession of 6 mollies, and misdemeanor possession of less than an ounce of weed. So cops got a warrant and searched his apartment, and that's where they found everything. He was arrested and bailed out. His legal team argued that it was illegal, but the judge said, psych, it's facts. So he posted a video where I noticed he dyed his hair blonde. We'll just pull over right there. Because
blonde?
What? Sir, I don't think that works for your complexion, but okay. So we're going to leave that where it's at. So anyway, he basically thinks that the media is trash, a.k.a. we trash. I'm trash because I'm talking about it. He said he posts videos of himself and his son, but nobody reports that. But they post other people with their son, but they'll talk about a year old case. So basically, it's news, but he's just upset right now. I don't know. So Jaden said he is dating Tyler, the Creator. Now, okay. I think he's being sarcastic. Like maybe last month, why are you giving me the dead stare right now? You look like you're confused. So Jaden had a show a few months ago, like maybe 2 months ago, and Tyler was there, and he said, Tyler's my boyfriend. Tyler was in the audience, and he looked like he was laughing, he's lying, like he's stupid.
Yeah.
So then paparazzi caught up with Jaden yesterday, and he was like, is Tyler your boyfriend? And he was like, yeah, and got in the car and drove off in his Tesla. I mean, I don't know. I still think he's being sarcastic, but this is a news story, so I'm reporting Vine News, okay?
Hold up.
What?
Wait. Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't think Jaden and Tyler are dating, but okay. So, lastly, Nicki Minaj, she's suing Jesse Palmer. He's the host of the Daily Mail TV show. Okay, so we all heard that she's looking for marriage and baby soon, all alleged, whatever. And she truly believes her man has changed. So Jesse said that her fans are also worried because this isn't the first time she defended a sex offender because her brother. He said she supported her brother, Jelani Mirage, after he was found guilty of raping his 11-year-old stepdaughter. This is what the guy talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So Nicki said, you just lied on me on national TV and now you're being sued. You better be able to back up what you just said about me with fiz-naive, with facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember watching when this whole case broke down. I don't remember feeling that Nicki supported her brother. I feel like she stayed far away from that case, right? I don't remember her being about. I remember her mom going, and maybe she was with her mom, but I don't remember Nicki being like, "Yeah, my brother." She wasn't vocal about that case at all.
Yeah, not really.
You know
not
what
really
I'm saying?
Much.
Like, she might support, maybe put money on us, but something like that. But she wasn't vocally like, "Oh, I don't care, my brother did." Like, it was never like that. So I don't think that's fair to say. And that's probably what she's gonna put her case on. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about? So we're gonna see how this goes. We're gonna see if he gets sued or whatever. But that's it for the season today.
Wow, she told him he better have
the receipts.
Or have your money right.
Have your money together. The whole network gonna have to shut down now because Nicki don't play. Just paying for the lawyers.
Nicki.
I know. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I don't think that was like a, I think he said the fans. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't like he was saying it. Like, aspects. I don't know. But he's being sued, so we're going to see.
Okay, so that's it for the tea.
All
right. Well, got my man Kevin Kirksey coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about the Spirit of the Dot Classic. Also going to have tickets for the event, man. So keep it right here. Don't go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's Hot 93.7. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.